Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Fox Nation Trend.
Oh.
Don't know how Brian, the editor, is going to spell that without making it sound like not trend. But, you know.
Just hit it with the Nash, dude.
Fox Nation.
Yeah, just hit him with the Nash, bro.
Hey, I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon.
Turn it up.
Martin Scorsese is making a show for Fox Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And man, a lot of film bros are going to have to start buy Make America Great Again hats, because this is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Nation is this weird, like they have shows with obviously your Kelsey's Grammer, your Dennis's Miller.
Mm-hmm.
But then they've also got that show that I think is hosted by Dan Aykroyd. And it's just like celebrity comedian people who look like way worse than you realized. Like Dan Aykroyd, Jim Belushi looks like he's been dead for a little while. George Wendt, Kevin Nealon, John Lovitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I don't think of Kevin Nealon as being like a Fox News person.
He might be.
Could be.
I'm just never surprised when just that era of comedians are like conservative.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not necessarily shocking, but
so I can't tell if like Fox Nation, like if, you know, the people at like CAA and UTA are just like, nah, man, Fox Nation actually doesn't mean you're conservative. You know, it's you're good. Or if this is just like how Martin Scorsese and Kevin Nealon let us know that they are, you know, secretly libertarians.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. I think it's the agent thing. I think it's just more because these show, the ideas suck so bad that
they just can't get it up anywhere else.
Network who had a healthily operating development like process would be like, yeah, man, let's green light this show where Dan Aykroyd and the lesser Belushi talk about booze. Like, get the fuck out of here. And
I think also Dan Aykroyd. Have you seen clips from that show? That shit is like just soul death. It's painful. Yeah,
was Uncle Aykroyd in that bathroom bugging?
Uncle Danny was in that bathroom bugging.
I think
he had really bad shits.
Aykroyd makes vodka, right? He has Crystal Skull vodka. That's like his brand. So like, I feel like that's just like a weird play because you're trying to promote, like all of it reeks of shit that couldn't get greenlit anywhere else. So, and Fox Nation,
appearance in that show are great arguments for, like, if you ever want to get someone to stop drinking, just be like, look what these guys look like now.
These guys have not stopped for that long, for forever.
They're really passionate about drinking, and look at them.
Check them out. Also, have you seen those pictures of Ernie Hudson? Everyone's thirsting over Ernie Hudson.
Oh, he looks good?
He looks
great.
This man is older than fucking Donald Trump.
Wow.
And like they were showing his like fucking red carpet. Jack, I'm about to show you something. You're about to be like, he's going to take all of our fucking
partners. On the floor, tongue rolling out like a fruit by the foot. Wow.
Look at him.
What?
Look at him.
God damn.
Fucking Ernie.
Wait, that's from 6 days ago?
That's from the fucking red carpet of the new Ghostbusters film.
Yo, he looks great. What's damn?
Yo,
give him a Fox Nation show.
Fucking, yeah, 78 years old. He's older than fuck. Anyway.
78. So, what the fuck?
Bless
they
him.
They need to just like give him a show where they're like, just tell us what you ate today.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. So what Scorsese thing, I should say, is not Martin Scorsese like hosting a talking heads show where he's like, we got to get immigration under control.
Yeah. It's a Catholic Martin guilt pet project.
Yeah. It makes some sense in that it's a show about the Saints, which nobody else wants to see that shit.
Gives a fuck about it. Sure, Marty.
Yeah. So he's like, where am I going to be able to get this show about the Saints up? Each episode will focus on a different saint.
No, really? Like, oh.
Well, I mean, so I know it doesn't sound sexy at first, but each episode will focus on a different saint, like Francis of Assisi.
No.
John the Baptist.
The patron saint of animals, St. Francis of Assisi, that one? Yeah. I did a whole fucking report on sophomore year of high school because I went to Catholic high school.
So many of those. I'm pretty sure I had, because I was Catholic growing, like I was confirmed and have a confirmation saint. And I'm pretty sure mine was like Xavier, like the Xavier that was the animal Xavier, which like every name has like, and then there's the animal guy who just like was really into animals. Catholic Church was like PETA for a while.
Wait, isn't St. Francis Assisi St. Francis Xavier?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe we're talking about the same guy.
Yeah. Anyway, look at us. Look at us. A bunch
and
of,
this is the sort
you
of
a bad Catholic
ignorance.
And me, someone who was inundated with the information against their will.
The sort of ignorance that a show like Fox Nation, Martin Scorsese presents The Saints, is going to cure. So in the future, kids are going to be not trading Pokemon cards. They're going to be trading the Saints cards.
Francis Xavier, completely different saint. We're going to hell, Jack. We're going to hell.
I know. They also have a new show from. That?
I know.
Yeah, man. I know.
Grim, dude.
Don't think that's not the first thought that hits my brain every morning, because being raised Catholic is fun.
We'll have you bugging.
Kelsey Grammer has a show about historic battles.
Dude, it's all these shows are just like old shit. Old guys wanted to talk about, but everyone who was like had anything to do with their career, like, don't do that, bro. That's not going anywhere. So you have great. Kelsey Grammer's historic battles for America. Fucking Scorsese
doesn't need this. Like that is great. Like Kelsey Grammer needs that shit. Like he doesn't have anything else going on.
But it shows you what like Martin Scorsese really wants to do. Because like I doubt that Fox Nation, he had a deal with Fox Nation and then he just made it. He probably was shopping this thing around.
Everyone for sure.
Said, no fucking thank you. Peace be with you. And he was like, well, fuck, will they take it? Great. People need to see this. People need to see this.
It's just like, we can't let Fox News have like this avenue where it's like, no, but that one's okay. Like, you know what I mean? I find it disappointing.
Yeah. Well, it shows you just too, like when there's baggage involved, cash baggage involved too, they're like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, cash bagage?
Cash bagage.
Cash, ash, cash,
ash,
bagash.
Cash, bagash.
We just recently interviewed him. Yeah, shout out Ty Windish from episode of Boosties, one of Oshkosh's very own.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Miller hosts a docuseries about the history of infomercials. I can't think of a show that I would want to watch less than like two of the four of these shows that they've. Like Scorsese on Saints? Yeah. All right. I would, like, if you put a gun to my head, I might watch that.
The way you say, yeah, my
Kelsey Grammer, I'm guessing it's just the use of his voice to narrate battles, but Dennis Miller, like, riffing on infomercials, like, right. The shittiest old, like, stand-up comedy bullshit excuse for a joke, like, that sounds rough. And man, I gotta tell you, that drinking, like, six drinks that changed the world or whatever, is God almighty, real tough, tough watch.
Martin Scorsese is just a tortured altar boy. That's all that's going on here.
All right. There's a viral debate that has erupted over how to properly eat a sandwich, or not even really like how to eat a sandwich. They just, it's an image.
What's your bite style? Yeah.
It's an image that shows a half eaten sandwich.
Okay. But of like sliced, you know, like we're talking like Wonder Bread style. Yeah.
Wonder
Bread
style
sandwich.
Uh-huh. Like, two enormous bites have been taken out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got
two valleys. Like
the sandwich is now the shape of a batarang. You know,
kind of, yeah.
Yeah, or like a stealth.
I know this
bomber.
Is such a visual thing, but you know what happens when two bites are taken close to each other. You got that little bit that's poking up, like,
but
the
it's
peak.
Like specific because like they're like there's a ass end of the sandwich that like doesn't really look like it has much meat on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the middle portion that's sticking out that like that
the
is
protrusion.
It looks like it has all the sandwich ingredients just sitting.
We call
there.
That a peninsula.
A peninsula of sandwich filling and condiment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top front of the sandwich is probably the happy medium. There is some sandwich filling. There is some crust, but the middle part, which is like kind of flapping out there like a bapkin, mm-hmm. you know, just like with all the filling,
mm-hmm.
Seems like the obvious next choice. That was what I picked. That was what super producer Justin,
Brian, the editor,
super producer Victor, I believe, picked
everybody.
That. You came through
mm-hmm.
because you have. To be different.
Mm-hmm.
No, you came through and said you would eat the ass end.
That's what my white teachers would say to me all the time.
Because you just have to be different.
What the fuck?
What the fuck does that mean?
Get the fuck out of my face.
No, you said that you would go with the ass end, which is all crust and bread without much evident filling.
The way super producer Justin described it is he likes to go like he just whittles it down sort of linearly down to the end. I don't like eating a sandwich down to the crust at the bottom because that is those are the worst bites at the end of a sandwich. You know what I mean? Like,
if you like to save a good bite for the end.
Oh, I'm all about deferred gratification. So I would eat that other jutting out piece, and then I will sometimes eat those little Wonder Bread sandwiches into like a little mini circle. I'll eat that shit to look like a fidget spinner.
Eat it until the center it's just all sandwich in the middle.
I'll eat it like it to look like a fidget spinner, Jack. Like I guess. And then
I got a
wacky looking thing. It looked like the Ocarina of Time. And I take
that's
a bite out of it.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like delayed gratification to the point of like you're fucking with nature. Like that thing feels like it's going to fall apart.
It's an abomination. It's an affront to God.
All because you want attention and you mm-hmm. have to be difficult.
With your hairstyle. I remember I had a part. I shaved a part into my head sophomore year, and that caused all kinds of problems at my high school.
Wow.
Because
like what? It's a part.
I just had to be different. They're like, that's gang hair. I'm like, that's black.
Gang
get the
hair.
Fuck out of here. Yeah,
Jesus
bro.
Christ.
Look, I get it. The fuckery never ends. But yeah, with the sandwich, I just hate the crust. That's really my thing. Because I used to always ask for my sandwich with the crust cut off, like when I was in preschool.
Oh,
and
wow.
And my mom was like, you need to learn how to just eat the fucking crust.
They always told me that the crust was where the nutrients was. That, in retrospect, I don't think that's true. Like, why would there be more nutrients in the crust?
The nutrient-dense like outer bread. Crust.
Yeah.
That's only there because it's been cooked
burnt.
Harder than the rest.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's where I'm at. But it's funny because the people who like, there's on TikTok, there are people being like, this is a psychological profile. If your answer isn't the peninsula that's jutting out to kind of complete the bite sequence, then you are unwell.
No.
You're a murderer.
Like, I get the deferred gratification. I think eating it all the way around is a wild commitment to delayed gratification that could get in the way of your ability to have the gratification at all. But
It's all psychological.
I respect it. Yeah.
It's it truly is a glimpse into someone's mind, because just from there, that simple thing, you've learned a lot about how I even look at food. Like, even when I eat on a plate of food, I have to have I whittle it down all even. So yeah. I'm not leaving all the mashed potatoes at the end. There'll always be one bite where I go around the plate. I'm gonna have it all to wrap it up.
Bobby Digital. I wonder if, what if you tried to wear the Pope hat to?
Oh, like, wow!
What would they say?
They would, you know, like, they freak
out. And I learned it from watching you, the God's one
from
C.
You,
God's voice on earth.
Who was our Who was the Pope back then when we were in the 90s? The
John
dude?
Paul,
John
JP2.
Paul, yeah, JP2,
yeah, John Paul
baby,
II, man,
just yeah.
All, like, I just, for my most of my life, like, the Pope was just like a shriveled, like, kind of non-moving yeah. old guy who would just like raise his hand a little bit, but like didn't. There were no evident eyes in his eye sockets.
No,
you know?
No,
just yeah. It's like Joe Biden,
right?
If,
yeah,
if
like
you,
husk
if you
of a man.
Joe Biden didn't have any eyes back there tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, I mean, that could be.
He had the eyes of a possible. Cooked whole Branzino. Just, they're like, they're in there, bro. Yeah, those little white yeah. things. Yeah, those are the eyes. Those are the eyeballs. Yeah. But I remember the first time, like, I'd heard of the Pope, was like my neighbor who was devout Catholic. The way his mother was like, oh, the Pope's coming to Los Angeles. Like, we're going to have to go see the Pope. And like, they're like, yeah, I can't hang out this weekend because we're going to go see the Pope or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is
the
Pope?
The fuck?
And then like, and then I remember seeing on the news, people were like, ah, and I'm like, I'm sorry, is this dude God? No? Then what are we doing?
No, he talks to, like, God speaks directly to him through him.
Oh.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, oh, okay.
Now you get it.
Right,
okay.
Right. So yeah. Like a con man who says they have
con
this inside
DeWitt.
Access.
That's actually where sorry. They get, yeah, con man. That's why they call it a con man, because he's the conduit.
Conduit, yeah. Oh, shit. And you can't do it yourself. So listen to what I say.
That's right. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more food takes. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back and another food controversy. Mm-hmm. Another one that we disagree on.
Yeah, Guys, the wheels are fucking falling apart on this show. I'm just, we're coming apart at the seams right now with all these food, this, all this food debate between Jack and I. I'm really sorry. This might be the last step. No, it won't be the last step.
Furious.
I'm secretly fuming. I'm texting everybody. I'm like, you need to find somebody else. She just said, I can't eat a sandwich the right way. But yeah, this, it's the milkshake madness right now.
Yeah. So people are, I mean, I've seen this complaint for a while now that like, oh my God, look at like these milkshakes that they're doing, like that have like the one, the picture that is getting passed around a lot as like an abomination is this thing from a White Sox game. And it's like a milkshake that is pretty big. Like looks like it's at least a,
at least 28 ounces. Yeah,
a venti of milkshake.
Venti
Trenta, in that family. And then about, four fifths of the way up, it is full of whipped cream. And then there's toasted marshmallows and like chunks of chocolate bar.
And then the cup, the exterior has been dipped in chocolate. So chocolate is dripping on the exterior of the rimmed. Cup too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been rimmed. It's rimmed.
Yeah. And whoever's job that is to rim it is doing a great job. It's a beautiful work of art. I get that it's excessive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the point. But people are like, just a simple milkshake, like fuck off with all the extras.
Right.
I don't know, man. Those extras look like they'd be good to eat after the milkshake is done. This
one is pretty tame. And actually, now that I look at it, I think a child must be holding the cup because they say that's 16 ounces. That's a pint glass.
Oh, yeah. You need to put a quarter next to this.
Yeah, we need perspective because the hand doesn't always give us the whole story. But I mean, like, if you look around, like, on TikTok, you look at shit on, like, different food blogs and people talking about, like, or, like, you see it all the time, like, local news, like, yo, this place has the wildest milkshakes, like, on Instagram. It's like a fucking half a cake sliced up and like pierced on like sticks that like lay on top. And then they dump a bunch of fucking whipped cream and it just becomes this whole other thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a milkshake. It's like this visual thing that is meant to entice you via social media.
And it's like a milkshake salad.
Yeah. Or something like a cornucopia of like sugar basically. And like, there's these other examples that you see like in this article, like just about, you know, people of like fixing fucking Skittles on the outside of a cup, but using like different fucking sticky shit to like keep. I don't know why you need the Skittles all on the fucking outside of a cup. Again, I think it's all because the way social media has people being like, oh, that's different. That it's just a race to the bottom to be like, what can you make the most visually wacky looking thing and tell people it's like a $40 milkshake? The one for the White Sox seems more normal, but for like me, I don't like shit on the outside. Like, I don't want to get my hands all fucking sticky. And I love a milkshake, but I'm fine with just a cup and a straw and just let me fucking just drink that shit. I don't need all this other extra stuff. I guess my thing is I don't want it. If there's any risk of spilling all over myself while eating, that's just not an experience that's pleasurable for me.
I mean, there's always a risk of spilling the milkshake all over yourself, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Or toppling like, over, like the if things it,
yeah.
topple if it seems onto my
structurally unstable. Like, yeah, you've kind of overdone it, but none of these are really screaming that to me. The one thing I will say is if you're not combining the elements in a thoughtful way, so like White Sox milkshake that is the number one exhibit A in this article is called Campfire Milkshake. It's topped with graham crackers, marshmallows, and pieces of chocolate. Like those things all make sense together. Like they work coherently. If you're talking about like some of these, they're just like shoving fucking cotton candy in there.
Yeah. I'm talking shit like this. Like people are putting like whole waffles on top. Like how do you even drink through this?
Yeah. If it seems structurally unstable, yeah. Like think through it harder. But I am also okay with it because it's like maybe not at a ball game, but people are like, what, you want some dessert with your dessert?
Right.
On this like Outkick the Coverage article. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, yeah. And then I have like another delicious treat after my first one. Now, one of the things that I think differentiates me from other people, like we were talking, Super Producer Justin was like, yeah, I can't drink too much milkshake. Like it fills me up too much. I like to drink milkshake until my insides are overflowing with milkshake. Yeah. Because then it like, because it still tastes good when it's like a little bit,
which is
a disgusting thing. But yeah, it's still like milkshakes keep their flavor in your for a long time, which is gross that I know that in retrospect, but
yeah,
it's true.
Let's not dive further into that specific detail, but I will say that when it comes, like, if I go to, like, an ice cream shop and they have milkshakes that they make there, I'll get always the largest fucking size. And Her Majesty will sometimes look at me, she's like, are you fucking for real? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is who you committed your life to. Yeah, I'm fucked up, okay? But, look, to each their own. To each their own. I'm just saying, at a ball game, you're already dealing with close quarters. Have you ever made a mess during a baseball game and tried to clean yourself up while, like, in a packed row? No.
Nah,
it's like fucking hell on earth.
Although I am better equipped for that now than I ever have been in my life. Now that I've lived through, you know, raising children and had fucking wet wipes, you know, wet wipes.
I got napkins.
People just need to, maybe that'll be my underrated for a future episode, but people need to just always be carrying wet wipes on them. Actually, I think that was one of the early Gabriel's episodes. But yeah, I don't know. I'm here for it. I'm fine with it. Like, don't, like, if you get a milkshake and there's no whipped cream, nothing on top of it, like,
get a little whipped cream now. Come on.
Give me like a little, give me a little treat. I'm never going to be disappointed if you're getting extremely, like, I don't need a whole pastry, but, you know, give me a little razzmatazz.
Yeah. Come on. I'm not the Pope. You know what I mean? This ain't
the fucking Pope here.
Yeah. You can give me some toppings here.
Yeah, I will say, like, Super Producer Victor is pointing out that, like, with the hard chocolate around the rim, like, what is
that's
the,
like, dripping down?
Yeah, it's dripping down, but it's been hard. It's like they put a magic shell, you know, rimmed, which is what I always ask for my, I say, virgin margarita, and instead of salt around the rim, magic shell, please.
They're like, it's strawberry chocolate. It's good.
But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I could see that being good, but also it would probably like get all over your lips and chin. And
again,
shit.
At a baseball game.
Yeah. Not at
licking
a
the outside
game,
of a cup.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, they have that stuff. Like they put chamoy on the outside of a cup. Like you can get like a Michelada that's pretty like wild and shit at the Dodger game. But like sometimes that shit can get like, if it really gets all over your hands, you're like, bro, now I have to fucking go and like clean up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you give me a towel?
Yeah. And again, that's why I got to bring the wet wipes.
That's right.
Don't get caught lacking.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, March 27th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get your flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.